Yeah, that's one kiddush. We'll soon see the machlokes. Now, what about bodak or motzel yoinim mason? Let's say what happened was the wall fell down on five people, and you took apart the wall, you took away the stones, and you found the top person, and the top person was mace. So l'chura, you could say, if madach is mace, for sure the people underneath him are mace. So I can't go check it anymore. And the locker is no. Lo yoima, don't say kvar mace v'atachtonim, that most probably the bottom people are also dead. But no, you're allowed to go check out each person. Check out each person separately, make sure he's alive. And my sohoye, once happened a case, or that a few people, a wall fell on top of five people, or motzo al yoinim mesim, v'tachtonim chayim. They found the top guy was mace, and the bottom people were alive. The stones hit the top guy hard, he died, the bottom one was still alive. Therefore, we're allowed to check them. So tomorrow now, neima hani tanoi ki hani tanoi. The machlokes we just had, where do you have to check the person to? Do you have to only check his nose, or do you have to check his lave? What's the machlokes told in? It's all in this machlokes, the Tanya we learned. Meheichen havlad noitzer. From where is a kid born from? What's created first in the child? Meiroisher. One Bandi Yama says his head. His head is created first. Shilyama the Pasuk says, Mimeya imoy ata goizi. From the mother's stomach, you were goizi, you were born like. The Yama is a Pasuk in Yimiyo, that gozi nizreich v'yashlichum. Talking about the Avelis, that you'll be so worried there that you're going to pull out your hair. Gozi nizreich, you're going to pull out your hair v'yashlichum, you throw it away. So you see, gozi goes on your hair. So goizi means your head. So in other words, what's born first in your mother's stomach is the head. Abishalom, Abishalom says no. Mitiburoi. You always start created from the middle. It's the middle of you. Punkt smack in the middle, that's where you start to be created from. And then you give out roots. That's the way you grow. It's called this machlokes also. Because you have to check the person from the ikar root where he was born from. So if he's born from his head, you check his nose. If nothing is doing there, he's dead. If Yodi's born first from the tibura, from the middle, so then you should check his lave, that's more to the middle. So that's this machlokes. So Gemara says no. Afilo teima avishol, even it goes according to avishol that holds you created from the middle. Ad kan lo kom avishol hosim elin yisiro. He only has that svara you created from the middle, from your belly, from the middle of the whole midi. Why the whole midi mimsiusa misitzer? Everything is created from the middle, and that's the way you grow all around. I will in your pekuach nefesh, but here it's a question: if the person's dead or not? Where do you have to check out? Afilo avishol moida yikichiusa biapin. The main place to see if the person's alive or not is from his nose. The Yitzchiv, the Pasuk says, nishmas ruachayim v'yapov. Where's the ruachayim v'yapov in your nose? So therefore, you have to check out his nose first. Omer HaPov, the Pasuk says like this, machloikes milamato lamalo. The whole machloikes is where first you hit his feet, and merely you're checking him from downwards upwards. So then one man Yama says, if you checked his heart, and nothing is doing there, you don't have to go further. You can stop right there. And the other one says, no, you can't stop by his heart. You have to check out till you get to his nose. Avu mimala lamata. For in the case where you reached his head first, and you checked out his nose first, kivu in the bodik layat choytmoy, once you checked out until his nose, shuven etzorich. Then everybody's masking, you don't have to check further. Why the Siv, the Pasuk says, kol asher nishmas ruachayim biapov. Where's the nishmas chayim? Where do you breathe? Where do you live from? From your nose. So once you don't have, once nothing's coming out of your nose, according to everybody, you don't have to check further. Ukfar Hoya, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, Mahalcha Maderech. They were walking on the road. For Levi Asader, Levi Asader, for some reason he was called a Sader. Rashi says, Le Parish Limau. He doesn't know why. Some say it means a Lashon of Pirish Goin. Some say it was a Goin. He's a tremendous person. Levi the Goin. No, Rabbi Yeshua was also there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Oishu, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, Mahalchin Achrayim. He was walking after them. Nishalo Shaila Zubifnayim. They asked this question in front of all of them. Minayim lepikuach nefesh yedoyches haShabbos. How do we know the cloud that we're learning here from the Mishnah all over that the pikuach nefesh you're allowed to be haShabbos? It's a question of saving somebody's life. You're allowed to do the lametes melacha to save the person on Shabbos. How do we know this? Is Nana Rabbi Shmuel v'Yomer? Shmuel answered. The locha, the pasuk says in b'machteres yimotzi aganef. If you find a ganef downstairs in your basement sneaking in and you see he wants to rob your house. So the Pasuk says, what? You're allowed to go and kill him. So why are you allowed to kill him? It's only doubtful if the person's coming to kill you altogether. The Chura, the Ganav, is only coming for your money. So he's only coming for your money. Let's say you go after him, and so he's not going to kill you. He'll only come to steal your money. True, it's doubtful, maybe will come to kill you also. So it's doubtful if the person's come to kill you or not. Still, the pasuk says what? You're allowed to go kill him. Now, the avera, what you're allowed to do here is you're allowed to go kill the person. Now, the avera of killing somebody is a tremendous avera. It's matam eretz Yisrael. The girl shkinah is the me Yisrael, and because of the avera of shvichas domim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes away shkinah. Still, we say nitin liatilu benafshoy. You're allowed to save your soul by killing somebody else. If the ganav comes into your house at night and you're afraid maybe he's going to kill you, even though it's only doubtful, you're allowed to kill him. So therefore, kal v'chaymer lepikuach nefesh adurchet Shabbos. It's a kal v'chaymer now. When what do you want? What avera do you want to do? Just mechal Shabbos, and you're doing it for a good purpose to save your soul. So vad, you're allowed to do it. We'll see later on the bay. There's a pirch on this kash, on this raya. Rashi says, Oshvichas domin shuhuto lebala bayis lishvach domin shazir. The bala boss, the owner, is allowed to kill this person coming in. Lahatzola sofin nashu, to save himself, because it's doubtful maybe the person's coming to kill you. Lahatzola sofin nashu avera. And what avera are you doing? And avera chamurihi she matam esorot k'dasiv lo yisetamu esorot k'avi pashas roitzim. Torah says, don't kill and be matam eretz Yisrael. For girl lishkin tzalik k'dasiv asher ani sheichim esoichom ho'im tetamu en sheichim. The avatzeich k'dasiv. And still we say you're allowed to kill the person for doubt to save yourself. So vad, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a sofik pekuach nefesh. Right. Nene Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said another raya. The pasuk says v'yomar. V'yomar. V'chi yozet ish ariyeyu. If somebody goes to kill somebody, may yemiz v'chi tikechen olamus. You should take him even off my mizbeach. Even though he's a kohen on the mizbeach, take him away. So we dash him, may yemiz v'chi. Only if he's tam around the mizbeach. V'loy miyal mizbechi. Not if he's really doing the avoid itself. Rashi says, if a kohen comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he wants to do the avoida, we tell him to stop. You killed somebody, or we need you to say, hey, this somebody else killed somebody, you can't do the avoida. We don't take him away if he already started to do the avoida. Shrashim hischob avoida, if the kohen's already bringing the kavonis, ain't a mafsik. We don't tell the kohen to stop. Love will begin to come to Bezdin now to see if he's Mechuyiv Mison or to see if he knows that somebody else is Mechuyiv Mison. Elamashtam Avadosai. We tell the current first you have the right to finish your Avodah and later we'll see what's doing. Now, the Yomar Rabbah Babachon, Omar Yechinin, Loishonah, this is only said El Hamis. It's only a question if you want to get this current either to kill him or he should be able to kill somebody else. Then we say, let him do the Avodah, don't stop him. Avalach Yosai. Let's say you need the current now to save somebody's life. In other words, in a case, let's say Bezdin Paskin dies, Reuven's Mechuyiv Misa. And then Reuven complains and says, no, I'm still not guilty. I have a right. That coin knows that I'm innocent. So Bezdin has a right to go to that coin that's doing the Avoida on the Mizbeach and say, stop doing the Avoida. Come and save this person's life. Avalach Yosein. If it's a question, we need you, coin now, to come to Bezdin to testify that the person is Potter. Afilu Meyal Mizbechim. Even from the Mizbeach, when you're doing the Avoida, we tell you to stop. Now it's a Raya. It's only doubtful if he really knows Zaydis, if Bezdin will accept his Zaydis or not. It's doubtful if he'll be able to save the other person's life or not. Still we say what? He's allowed to stop doing the Avoida. Now the Avoida is a tremendous zach. The Avoida Deuch HaShabbos. Doing the Avoida to the Kabbonis is Deuch HaShabbos. On Shabbos he's allowed to do the Avoida. So Maduch, you see, you could stop the current from doing the Avoida to save somebody's life, even though it's only a doubtful thing to save the person's life. And doing the Avoida is Deuch HaShabbos. So therefore, Kal Buchayma for sure, that the Keich Nefesh, should Deuch HaShabbos. Now, if it's a question to save the person's life, you're allowed to be Deuch HaShabbos. His Maduch, we tell you to stop doing the Avoida, even though the Avoida is Deuch HaShabbos. So you see, to save somebody's life is more chashuv than being Deuch HaShabbos. So for sure, on Shabbos alone, you're allowed to do the Avera, be Mechal Shabbos, to save somebody's life, even though it's only a doubtful, a suffix, Pikuach Nefesh. Nene Reb Lezav Yoma, Oma Mila, I learned now from the Mitzvah Mila, Madoch the Mitzvah Mila, Sheyachas Mimasayim V'Aboyim U'Shmoyne Evorim Shabbodim. It's only one of the 248 Evorim you have in your body. Still, Doichas Shabbos, because of this Mitzvah to take care of one Evorim, you're allowed to be Doichas Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Mila on Shabbos. So for sure, in a case where your whole body is in danger, maybe all your 248 of worm will die, for sure, I should deich as a Shabbos. You're allowed to be deich as a Shabbos to keep yourself alive. The pasuk says, you should watch Shabbos. Yochul Akil, maybe it's meant every single taste. You always have to be Yashrema Shabbos. You never have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. Talmud Loima Ach. Cholik. Yeshav Sois Yishmaru Ach, it says. Ach means cholik. It means not every time do you have to watch Shabbos. There are certain times you don't have to watch Shabbos. When? To the Kuach Nefesh, you don't have to watch Shabbos. We have Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer. Another pasuk says, "V'shomru v'nei yisos haShabbos." Chayis lasts to watch Shabbos. Omrut, and then says, "Lasses is a Shabbos." You should watch Shabbos to make Shabbos. So the svar is Omru Torah. The Torah says, "Chilal olav Shabbos achas." It kedai to be mechallel Shabbos to save somebody's life. Kedai sheyishma Shabbos as harbi. Kedai that the person will stay alive and the next future and the next Shabbos he'll be mekayim Shabbos. That's the pasuk. V'shomru v'nei yisos haShabbos. The Bnei Yisrael should watch Shabbos, lasas as a Shabbos, in order that the Jews should be able to do Shabbos. In other words, if you have somebody in the doubtful, if he'll die or not, you're allowed to save him now, today you'll be able to do more Shabbosim. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Shmuel says, Ehavoi Hosim Yishnof, if I would have been there, have Yamina Didi Adif, I would have said, my Raya is the best Raya. Midetu, from all those Tzukim they bring down. What's my Raya? What's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's Raya? The Pesuk says, V'chai Bohem, the Torah was given to live with. V'loi Shu Yamas Bem, and not to die with. That's the pasuk with Hashem. Yeah. Now, Amar Rav, Rav says, Lekulu istlu pircha. All the other pasukim we have a kasher on. Bar midishmud lesle pircha. The last rush of a chaybhem, that's the only one that has no pirchas. Why? The Rabbi Yishmoel Dilma Kedarava. The first Rabbi Yishmoel brought from the Machteris, a guy who comes into your house, the Torah says you're allowed to kill him. The Kura is only a doubtful if he's coming to kill you. The Torah says, no, it's Vada he's coming to kill you. Kidarova. The Yom HaRav, Rava says like this. My time of the Machter, what's the reason why you're allowed to kill the Ganif? My time of the Machteris, because it's a Chazoka in order my Medatsal al Mamoine. It's a Chazoka. When you see somebody come to steal your money, you're not going to be quiet. You're going to go to fight the guy. You're going to go to scare the guy off. You can't just sit still and see the guy taking your money. Fahai made the Yodan. This Ganif knows that. He knows that if he meets up with the Balabos will put up a fight. So what are you going to steal for? The Kurli Ape. He's going to come to fight you. The Yomas, what does the Ganav say to himself? That Avada have my gun with me. E Kurli Apoy, if the guy's going to come and fight me, Katilma, I'll zich kill the guy. Lay. So kids, according to Rava, when the Ganav comes to fight, it's like Avada he's coming to kill you. So therefore, the Atayram, the Torah says, Bol HaRokha, someone's coming to kill you. Hashkein Lahorga, you're allowed to get up fast and kill him. Avada, you're allowed to save your life. So that's why you're allowed to do it. But Ashkechon Vaday, you only have a Raya, you're allowed to save a Vaday life. Of a Sofet Minolam. How do you know by Bikuch Nefesh and Shabbos that it's only doubtful if the person will die? Maybe the person will stay alive. From then you have no Raya, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Maybe here it's only because it's a Vaday the Ganef is coming to kill you. That's why you're allowed to kill him. For it's doubtful, maybe you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So you have a Kiva Nami, a Kiva Joshua from the Kain, going off to Mizbeach, Dilma Kedabaya, Dilma Abaya, Masrinin Le Guza the Rabbonin, Le De Mamish Medvorim. In other words, we don't just tell the Kain, stop your void and come to Bezdin, and the Bezdin will hear your Adis. So the question was then, who says Bezdin will believe him? Maybe he won't be able to save the person. So you see, even though it's doubtful if he can save him or not, still we take him away from the void. No, the answer is we send Rabbonin to the Kain. In other words, the Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah, on the Beis Hamikdash, he tells over his Eidus right then to the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin right then here, if it's a good Eidus or not. So the only time we stop the Kohen from the Avodah is when we know Vadai, he could save the person. So again, for Vadai, Pekuach Nefesh, we stop you from the Avodah to go to Bezdin. But if it's doubtful if the Eidus is good or not, maybe we don't stop you. Because the case is, you have Rabbonin come to check him out right there. The Yashkechon again, Vadai, Abisofi Minolan. The Kula, all the other Pesukim, the same thing. Ashkechon Vadai. He says, Shavsoi Seif Yishmaru. Acholuk. True. For Vadai, Pekuch Nefesh, it could be Derech HaShabbos. For it's doubtful if the person may live anyway. Maybe you don't have a right to the Mechal HaShabbos. Es Sofik Minolon. Odeshmul Vadai Lestai Pircham. But Shmul's Raya from Vachai Behem, there you have no Pircham. Like Rashi said, less Rashi in front of Mishtim. The Shmul Lestai Pircham. Asha Yasa Odom HaMitzvois. Sheyich Yibem. The Torah says, do the mitzvah to live. Vadai, v'loy sheyava v'siyosa de'sofik mitzvah. The Torah says only do mitzvahs to keep yourself alive. But any time it's doubtful of not keeping yourself alive, you don't have to do the mitzvahs. So even if it's only a sofik pikuach nefesh, still it's doicha Shabbos. Om Ravina said, v'teimer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, tabo chado pilpoto charif mimoli tzina the curry. Sometimes good to have one strong pepper than to have a whole basket of regular pumpkins. Here also, there's one strong Talmud Chacham, Shmuel's din that said over this pasuk of Chaim Bim is better from all the other psukim that we had before. So the Mishnah. Chatis fi oshem vaday mechaprim. If somebody brings a korban chatis, or who did a korban oshem vaday, he did a chet, Rashi, heim asham gzelus, you stole, or milos asham milos, that's called a vaday. We know vaday did the chet, you have to bring this oshem. Rashi, but yesh oshem shutoli. But there are certain korban oshems that's a suffic oshem. Haboa shugga suffic koris. Whereas in case we have a doubt, let's say there are two pieces of meat in front of you. One has chaylev in it, one didn't have chaylev. You have a doubt which one you ate. That's called the suffic yisr. So halacha is you have to bring an oshem toli. That we're not talking about. We're talking about you have to bring an oshem vaday. So Mishnah says these two kabonos are mechaprin. Now, Rashi says, chatis v'yoshem vaday mechaprin, or mistama tshuv ika. Rashi likes, even though the Mishnah doesn't say need tshuva, Rashi says most probably you have tshuva when you bring these kabonos. Shim loyhoye mischarit, Lehoya may be carbon. Because if a person didn't have charot, the way he did the Avera, he wouldn't have brought the carbon. So Rashi learns, with the carbon here, chatis noshim avad, you have tshuva also. Then the Mishnah says, Misa, when somebody dies, v'yom ha-kippurim, when Kippur comes, mechaprim ima tshuva. It's mechapa the person for his Averis, only if he does tshuva. But without tshuva, it's not mechapa. Tshuva mechaperas al Averis kalis. Tshuva is mechapa if you do a small Avera. What does that mean? Al esev yalois asei. On an Isser Asay, if you did the Avera and you do Tshuva, you have the Kapara. The Alois Asay, on certain Lois Asay, that you don't have Malkus for, then we say, do Tshuva, you have the Kapara. What about the Alachamuras? You do a strong Echet, then who Toilah? Then Yom Kippur, then Tshuva is Toilah, means it saves you from the punishment, but you don't have a complete Kapara, you're not wiped off yet from the Chet yet. At Sheyovu Yom Kippur V'chaprim. You have to wait until Yom Kippur comes, then Yom Kippur is Mechaprim. Somebody says, right now I'm doing a chet. I know it's a chet. I know I'm going to get klep. No, I know I'll do tshuva later. Ech tevi yoshev. A second time it happens. He does the chet a second time. He knows it's wrong. What are you doing it for? I feel, look, I'll do tshuva later. What do I got to lose? Let me do the chet now. I'll get Gehenna for it. No, before I go to Gehenna, I'll do tshuva. So at the Mishnah, in my speaking, be the last of tshuva. You should know it's going to be now very, very hard for you to do tshuva. They're not going to help you. A maspika means they don't help you to do tshuva in Shemayim. Usually in Shemayim, when they see you want to do tshuva, they help you. But here we did the chet twice, and you said both times you know you're doing it, but you think you'll do tshuva, you should know it's going to be very, very hard for you to do it. It's still possible for you to do it, but a kohen, they're not going to help you. It's going to be very hard for you to do the tshuva. What about somebody says, echta v'yom ha-kippur mechaper? Here's mashmoni one time, not two times. Even the first time, somebody says, I'm going to do a chet. You get klep? No, I'll rely on Yom Kippur, should be mechaper for me. So at the Mishnah, ain Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So it also could be, maybe it's not mechaper by itself, until you do the real 100% tshuva. Aveirois shebein odem lemokin. And aveirois you did, you ate chazi, you did something wrong between you and Hashem, the klal is then Yom Kippur mechaper. If you do tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper on you. What about Averish of another Mechaveroi? You stole from somebody, you hit your friend, you did something bad to him, then ain Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur does not care to the Mechaper on that Averon, at Shiratias Chaveroi. Until you go and appease your friend, ask him to be Mechu you. You have to go and talk to him until you Meratza your friend first. Doros Reb Lezer Ben Azayim. Pasuk says, Mikol Chatoseg Lefnei Hashem Titoru. That all your Chatoyim in front of Hashem become Toru in Yom Kippur. So it's Mashma the Averis that are Lefnei Hashem. In other words, the averus you did between you and Hashem, they become a chupra on Yom Kippur. So averus shebein adam lemokam, if you ate chazir, you did something wrong to Hashem, then Yom Kippur mechaper. What about a, because that's called mikol chatasech lufnei Hashem, that's an aver of lufnei Hashem. What about averus shebein adam mechaveroi? It's not only lufnei Hashem, it's an aver you did to your friend. Then ain Yom Kippur mechaper shirat yitzchaveroi. It's not enough Yom Kippur, you have to first ask mechila, ask your friend to forgive you. Omri Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefnei Mi Atem Metarim. Like, we're so lucky that our Torah comes in front of who? Mi Metar Eschem, who cleans us? Avichem Shebashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cleans us. Shenyam HaPosik says, Vazarakti Aleichem Mayim Torim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw down upon us water that's Metar, cleans us. Utartim will clean us. V'yayim HaPosik says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Who's the Mikveh for Yisrael Hashem? Now, as man mikvah metaris etzmeim, just like a mikvah is metaris etzmeim, af a kodesh boch metaris Yisrael. Who then a kodesh boch is metaris klai Yisrael? On Yom Kippur, the one day a year, a kodesh boch is metaris. V'mikol chatzasech lefnei Hashem tetoru. From all yaveris, yavikapora. Someone said, Hemshech is to tell us the Chiddush, that even though you did Averis Ben Adam Lechaveroi, like, don't think all you have to do is just have Mechila from your friend. No, even those Averis are also called Ben Adam Lashem. You have to have Kapor from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and those Averis also. Because it's not enough to be Mespal on Yom Kippur, you first have to ask your friend for Mechila. So to Gemara, Oshem Vadayin. Mashma, what's mechap? What gives you a kaparam? When you bring an oshem, because you gizelos, you sold, or oshem ilus, you had enough in hegdish. Of oshem toli loy. In the case where you're doubtful if you did the chet or not, so in that case you have to bring an oshem toli. An oshem toli means it hangs in between, it stops you from getting a punishment, until later you find out if you vade did the chet or not. If later you find out you vade did the avera, later somebody tells you, the piece of fat that you ate was chelum. So later when you find out you vade did the chet, it's not enough the carbon you brought until now, then you have to bring an Oshem Vadeh. But I call upon him in between, until you find out you did the Vadeh Chet, this Oshem Toli saves you. So for the Gemara, is Mashma, what's Mechapra only an Oshem Vadeh? Oshem Toli Lai, for the Gemara, what Kaparek see today? An Oshem Toli is also Mechapra, it also saves you. It also cleans you a little bit. It cleans you, don't get a minus right now. And the Gemara, true, the Hanach Mechapra Kaparek Gemura. When you bring an Oshem Vadeh, it cleans you completely. But Hashem Toli doesn't clean you. It only saves you up until you know Vadi what happened. But when you find out that you Vadi ate Chazir, or you Vadi ate Chalev, Mechalev, you have to bring another carbon in Hashem Vadi. Inam, in other territories, Hanech Einachem Mechapa Kaprosim. Achatas on Hashem Vadi, when you have the Chiyah to bring these carbonis, the only thing that will give you the Kaporah is to bring these carbonis. Kozman, you don't bring them, you can't have another Kaporah. Mashenke in Hashem Toli, the case where you ate a piece of fat and you have a suffix, a doubt if it's chazir or not, so you have to bring an Oshem Toli. There, acha mechap kaprosim. Something else could also be mechap you, not only the carbon. What's something else? But now we learn like this. Chai v'chatoyes v'yashomis, vadoyim. Somebody has a chiyah to bring a vade chatos, a vade yoshim. Shov ralein yom kippurim, that Yom Kippur went past them, the locher is chayovim. They still have a chiyah to bring a carbon oshim, or carbon chatis. Just the fact they went through Yom Kippur, not mechaper. When they did a chet, that means a carbon chatis, that's the only thing that's mechaper then. What about Hashamas Tulim? Let's say, no, the only eight, a suffix, is doubtful if they ate chelev or not. So true, the Avachim to bring an Hashem Toli. Let's say they didn't bring it yet. And now it passed by Yom Kippur. The Lachar is Pturim. They don't have to bring the carbon anymore. The Gemara dashes from Sukkim. The Gemara increases. So now that's not Kamina. An Hashem Toli, it's not Vada, you have to bring the carbon. If you wait till after Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring it anymore. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying that Chatas Yoshem Vadai is Mechaper, means these are the only way you have the Kapara, is only through this carbon. Right, the Misa of Yom Kippur Mechaper Nima Tshuva. Misa and Yom Kippur is Mechaper only if you do Tshuva. So the Gemara, Ima Tshuva in, if Nayatzman Loi. Mountain, if you die and you don't do Tshuva, the Yisurim of Misa is not Mechaper you. Who then, if you live through Yom Kippur and you don't do Tshuva, you don't have any Kapara. His Zechura name was like Rebbe. The Chura Mishnah goes on like Rebbe. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe says, Akol Avera Shabbatayram. Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Layosa Tshuva. Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Rebbe says, no, even if you didn't do Tshuva, the fact you just live through Yom Kippur, that alone is Mechaper you. Chutz, the only thing different is, Chutz mi Parakol. Some as Parakol, Rashi says, that means Kaifa Bakarash Baruch. Somebody denies Hashem, that you'll never have a Kapara. Or Megala Ponim HaTayram. Somebody adashes the Torah the wrong way. You change around the psukim and you say a wrong pshat on purpose. That's also you won't have the kapara in Yom Kippur. Or make for bris basar. You go kinegi, you don't have bris mila, you make fun of the bris mila, you won't have the kapara for that. Shemosa tshuva Yom Kippur mechapra. These three are various. If you do tshuva, then you'll have your kapara. V'yem loyos tshuva, then Yom Kippur mechapra. But on these three are various. If you don't do tshuva, it's not mechapra. But on all other averus, Rebbe holds, Yom Kippur itself is mechapra. The atzuma shayim. The fact you're living through Yom Kippur gives you a kapara. So Chura, it's not like our Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. Afilu tem Rebbe. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Hatayet tshuva bo Yom Kippur. The Mishnah just means to say that tshuva by itself doesn't help. Tshuva helps, but you have to come on to Yom Kippur. But maybe Yom Kippur le boy tshuva. Enoch nami. Yom Kippur itself does not need tshuva. If you live through Yom Kippur, that alone you have a kapara. Right? But lalacha, we don't hold like Rebbe. Lalacha, we hold that Yom Kippur is only mechapra if you do tshuva. But I call upon him, we do hold a little bit, that there's a different type of tshuva you need on Yom Kippur than the whole year. The whole year round to do tshuva, there are more chometic halachas. You have to have a complete vidui. Mashiach on Yom Kippur, it's much easier to do tshuva. Because we also hold a little bit like Rebbe. Avad Yom Kippur, the etzim, the etzuma shayim, is mechapa b'miksas. Just we hold, you have to have some type of tshuva also. But you need some tshuva with Yom Kippur, then it's mechaper. Right, the tshuva mechaper is al averus kalis, al esev aloisasein. For the Gemara, hashtra aloisasein mechaperus, madach Yom tshuva helps for aloisasein, that's a stronger averum, al esev miboyi. So if you only did an iser asay, for sure it's mechaper. Or me abu dahochi koma, al esev yaloisasein, shenitil yasein. Tshuva helps on an iser asay, and who would then if you did a lav, but only if that lav you don't get malchus. If you have to get malchus for that lav, so you don't, tshuva won't help. You have to get the yoinish. So what type of a lav does tshuva help? On a lav hanitul yaseh that you don't get malchus. But on a regular loisaseh, that the other Torah says you have to get malchus, the achikaparo. Tshuva alone doesn't help. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kash on you. Elu hen kalis esev loisaseh. I'm going to prove to you that on loisaseh is also tshuva alone helps. Because what's called kalis? Esev loisaseh. Chutz mi loisisa. Only the lav loisisa tshuva doesn't help. And why Lasisa at the Chomer de Gaveri, you're mentioning Hashem's name in vain. So mashmi only that lav, but all other lavs, tshuva helps. Must says no. Loi. Loisisa v'chol d'domilei. The lav of Loisisa and any other lav like it. If there's any lav that you deserve to get malchus for that lav, then tshuva alone is not mechaper. You have to come on. You have to come on with get malchus also. But tshuva alone doesn't help. Alright, we'll stop here.